Welcome to the Sheridan Options Mentoring Podcast.
Hello, everybody. This is Dan Sheridan, Tuesday, April 30th. And today I'm going to talk about why VIX rises on Monday, specifically Monday mornings. Monday morning. I knew there used to be a song. So let's do this in progression. Let's talk about what happens on Fridays. Let's talk about what happens on Mondays, and then we're going to come to a few conclusions and where are the opportunities, as they say. So I was a specialist market maker in the pits in Chicago for 23 years. So I'm very familiar with this activity because as a specialist, we were the controllers of this activity. So here's what happens Friday. Friday, all of you retail folk come in and think there's wonderful opportunities in the market. There are some, but the retail demand and even some institution is selling options. And so what happens in the pit when there's more sellers that come in? What happens there? What happens is that in the pit, and I was a specialist, so we kind of controlled the crowds. As the sellers come in on Friday morning, hoping to get the weekend time decay, I would lower the volatility as the oversupply of short options comes in. So I lower the volatility. Let's pretend from 13 volatility to 12 or 11, but as the sellers are coming in, right? I can't do it. If there were no sellers, what good would it do? If I lowered it too much, people would come in and start buying. So there's more sellers, lower the volatility. And that's the activity on Thursday. So what's really happening is sellers are getting some of the time decay over the weekend, not as much as they expect, and they're taking the weekend risk. So the market makers are lowering the volatility. And then what happens on Monday morning before the market opens, usually you don't have that strong sellers coming in. A lot of times you may get buyers. So you were just raising the volatility higher on Monday. And you'll notice if not always, but most Mondays, if you write down the implied volatility of like an at the money call and put in your first three or four expirations, or first three, and then compare that to Monday morning after the market's been open 10 minutes, and you'll find that most of the time it's higher on Monday. So that's what goes on. Now, conclusions and opportunities. How do you interpret that data, or what do you do about it? And here's just a few thoughts I have. Number one, I don't usually put trades on Friday. Number one, I don't want the weekend risk. If I'm doing like an income trade, like an iron butterfly or calendar or butterfly. And number two, the pricing, especially if I'm selling options, they're lowering the volatility. And so I'd rather wait till Monday. Talked about the weekend risk, number two. And number three, you say, well, if the volatility is low, how about buying maybe a straddle, buying at the money call and put Friday? Towards the end of the day, the volatilities are lower. Well, the problem is you still have two, three days of time decay that are coming in. So even though they raise the volatility Monday morning, which will help you, the time decay will usually negate that. Too much decay in the straddles. Number four, what would I do? I like short-term trades on Thursday because you get that. You're like one day ahead of it, maybe a 9 or a 15 day butterfly or iron condor putting on Thursday or a calendar. I've had pretty good success at that because I get some extra decay usually on Friday. And that's it. So that's just a little lesson on why VIX rises on Monday mornings and some conclusions and a few opportunities. So have a great day, everybody. Thank you.